Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about integrity, and each day something different that God calls us to in this area of integrity. And today we're going to talk specifically about leading with integrity. And God tells us to let our yes be yes and our no be no. That kind of the beginning verse that covers the week. In a way that describes integrity in a nutshell. And I've talked about it this week being not simply a consistency between our words and our actions, although that's a big part of it. But more importantly, as a Christian, it's a consistency between our words and our actions and God's word. And when it comes to leading, we've been looking at different verses so far this week out of the book of Psalms, and today, continuing that, in Psalm 78, verse 72, it says, "And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them." And I know that many times when we talk about leading, whether it's in church, in a sermon, in a Bible study, in something like this, our temptation is to kind of close our ears. Not that we don't think it's important, but our reaction is, well, that's not me. I'm not a leader. And we have our list of those who are leaders, and we begin to think in our mind how they need to change, how they need to grow, how they need to live out what you might be hearing. But the truth is, we all have some level of leadership. Somebody's watching. Somebody's following. If not, perhaps we need to reevaluate our Christian life and our witness. Jesus says that we should let our light so shine that people would see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. That's a form of leading. You're living in such a way that you lead people to worship and honor God. God says we ought to do that. So all of us ought to have some level of leadership in life. Now, I believe that God grants, and His Word tells us, that He grants gifts of leadership to individuals for the purpose of leading His church, of equipping believers to live out their faith. And there is that extra level of leadership. Obviously, we have political leaders, community leaders, church leaders, work leaders, home leaders. The list can go on and on, but the point is God calls us in whatever area that we lead in to do so with integrity. In other words, the consistency of our words, our actions, of God's word is seen and it's obvious in how we lead. I suspect the opposite of that is living with a lack of integrity, living with ulterior and hidden motives. Integrity is what leads us to lead. It's what forms our leadership in such a way that we look out for the best of others. We care about those that we're leading. I believe it's one of the reasons God uses the word shepherd so often when He talks about how not only He leads His people, but how those that He gifts with leadership ought to lead His people. The shepherd that cares for his sheep, that helps them, that directs them, that guides them, that comforts them, that cares for their hurts, their wounds. You see, when we lead with integrity, we lead with that type of mentality. God says that as David led his people, God's people, that he did so with not only with integrity, but with skillful hands. He continually looked to God for training. Now, one of the things, if you read much about the life and leadership of David, you ought to realize fairly quickly, if God says that David shepherded the people with integrity and with skillful hands, it should be obvious at some level that that doesn't equate with perfection. David was not a perfect leader. The scripture is very plain on some of his faults, some of his sins, some of his poor decisions. And so, just because we fail does not automatically discount the integrity that we ought to live by. It's how we respond to those failures. It's how we repent. It's how we look to God and to those that we've sinned against for restoration. You see, that's a part of the integrity that we lead with. Being able to admit we were wrong. Being able to ask forgiveness. Being able to seek restoration and to be restored and to restore those that have sinned against us. Leading with integrity helps us to rise above the chaos and confusion of the normal way of life. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of visible examples. It's not that the examples don't exist. It's just the ones that get all of the coverage, the press, the media, whether it's in churches or politics or whatever, are usually the ones that have failed when it comes to integrity. Those are the ones that in our way of reporting become newsworthy. We don't hear a lot about those faithful servants, whether they're government servants, whether they're church servants, who lead with a conviction of heart that never wavers. And so it's our job to look for those, to teach us, to model it for us. And when we find them, we honor them, we respect them, we encourage them. And most importantly, we learn from them. Whatever area that you lead in, it may be your children. It may be coworkers. It may be employees. It may be a staff. It may be a stranger that you're willing to help. It could be almost anyone. God says we need to take that role seriously and lead with integrity. Today, as we pray, I would ask that we talk to God about where we're at. I tell people we won't know how to get to where we need to go if we don't know where we're starting from. So how would people view your integrity? How would they view my integrity? I believe we all have room to grow. No matter how we would evaluate it, no matter how anyone else would evaluate it. Because it's in that realization that we need to grow that we operate with integrity. So ask God to help you understand where you're at, where you fail, where you struggle, where it's difficult, where it's tempting to have a lack of integrity. And as He helps you to see those areas, ask for His help, for His Spirit to give you those convictions in those specific times, for Him to surround you with people in the times that are most difficult, that encourage and hold you accountable. And in your integrity, help others. So that together, we not only lead with integrity, but because that's the way we live, we have leaders that model it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us what it looks like to lead with integrity. You've given us examples in Your Word, from David being one of them, but Jesus obviously being the ultimate one. Even when challenged on His way of life and His obedience or perceived lack of obedience to Your Word, He was always clear. He always knew why He did what He did and how it showed obedience. And He also challenged everyone that listened, including us, to look at things from a pure and noble perspective, to look at the application, to look beyond the words, and especially beyond our interpretation of the words, to grasp the meaning. And Father, as we lead with integrity and as we follow and seek out leaders with integrity, may our desire to be to grasp the full context and meaning of Your Word and to listen for their meaning and to be clear in the way we express our leading. Father, may that consistency between our words and actions match up with Your Word in such a way that we lead so that people would glorify You. Father, that's the integrity we want. We want to lead and we want to live and we want to follow in such a way that people are drawn to Jesus. And Father, today may we recommit ourselves. May we examine where we need to grow. May we seek out help in those areas in which we struggle. And may our integrity grow. And as our integrity grows, may we be more and more faithful in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.